It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. Today on the broadcast, we've had a focus on the crisis in the Middle East in the Arab capitals of the Middle East. Our broadcast partners came to the table with information that we needed to know. Colonel Bob McGinnis from Washington talking about the beginning of the end for the Mubarak leadership in Egypt after some 30 years. David Dolan, our Middle East News Update reporter, reported that there is an Iranian element in this crisis. Ken Timmerman, he told us to take notice of the power of the Muslim Brotherhood in what's going on in Egypt. Dr. Rob Congdon talked about the European Union and the Mediterranean Union, the 17 Mediterranean states, including 16 of them Arab states, Islamic states, and the other the Jewish state, and they want to get involved some way. And then Dr. Rennie Showers, who has written an excellent book, The Coming Apocalypse, talked about this present event unfolding right now as a setting of the stage for Bible prophecy in Daniel chapter 11 to be fulfilled. Quite interesting in these conversations we had with our broadcast partners, how this is all moving into a position that we need to pay close attention to. You know, street demonstrations in the Arab capitals of the Middle East, to some, they seem to be a sign of a popular uprising calling for reform. But a closer look, as it relates to the conversations we had with our broadcast partners, look at the elements involved in these demonstrations, and it will reveal the end-of-time scenario being played out as called for in Bible prophecy. Take a moment and think about this with me. After these street demonstrations in Tunisia were successful in bringing down the long-timed leader of their government, this phenomena spread to other areas across the Middle East and to other Arab capitals. Many people, many young people, rushing to the street and using Facebook and other social networks to coordinate their efforts. They took to the streets in Cairo, Egypt, for example, and were quickly joined by the Muslim Brotherhood, the largest opposition group in Egypt, and also a radical Islamic terrorist organization. One analyst who has been watching the street scenes very, very closely said they remind him of the young people who took to the streets in Iran, overthrew the Shah of Iran in 1979, which brought about the Islamic Revolution of Iran. And no one can deny how the Iranian Islamic Revolution has fueled the radical Islamic terrorism throughout the Middle East and, in fact, around the world. Well, the political aside, these street demonstrations are only setting the stage, as Rennie Showers said, setting the stage for the prophetic scenario found in the Bible to be fulfilled. For example, the ancient Jewish prophets pre-wrote history and foretold of a day when there would be a mighty militia to come to power to go to Jerusalem in a move to eliminate the Jewish state of Israel. That's found in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. In fact, at the beginning of Joel, chapter 2, the Lord tells Joel the prophet to tell the Jewish people, blow the trumpet in Zion and alert them of a war that is coming. A mighty militia like has never been formed, the number of this militia on the earth in these times will come about. When you think about it, you've got to understand the Islamic world is the only people group that could put together this mighty militia. 1.5 billion people a part of the Islamic world. Now, we're not saying every single Muslim is a radical, but that element could put together this mighty militia, the largest ever formed on the face of the earth. What's interesting to me, the very first nation that will make a move against Israel will be the nation of Egypt, along with a coordinated effort with Syria. These two nations, Syria and Egypt, the king of the north, Syria, the king of the south, Egypt, as recorded in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, it says in chapter 11, verses 40 to 45, these two are the major players that make the first move to go against the Jewish state, and then many other nations will form into that coalition and an alignment of nations that will come against the Jewish people. Now, it is very key that you understand when you go to Daniel chapter 11, we get a definition of the king of the north and the king of the south with history that has been fulfillment of Bible prophecy when you look at the first part, actually the first 35 verses of Daniel chapter 11. And then the king of the north, the king of the south, come against Israel. It says it comes against him. It's talking about the Antichrist. But remember, the Antichrist will be the one who puts in place a peace agreement between the Jewish people and the rest of the Arab world, those who are now very much in an uprising position, trying to move those moderate leaders out of place and replace them with radical leadership in these nations. Micah also wrote 2,500 years ago that many nations will gather against Israel to defile the Jewish state. That's found in the book of Micah, chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. It says they will counsel together. They want to remove the Jewish people off the face of the earth. That goes along with Psalm 83, verse 4. And as they counsel together, they realize they have an opportunity to wipe the Jewish people off. Daniel and Ezekiel also wrote of this uprising of enemies of God, of the Bible, who will be relentless in their efforts to eliminate the Jews from the Middle East, many other nations. Iran would be listed in that particular group of nations, along with Turkey. That would be another player. Libya, they have a long-time leader, Colonel Gaddafi, there. He may be overthrown. He's not somewhat of a moderate like some of the others, but when you look at all the nations that are in question in the Middle East and you go to the prophetic scenario found in the book of Daniel chapter 11 and also Ezekiel chapter 38, you see their names mentioned. The overthrow of the moderate Arab leaders does indeed set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. We're watching from afar what is unfolding in the Middle East. But please do not just set that news information up as the leading information we need to understand the times. We must go through the Word of God. In order to have a proper worldview, you need to study God's prophetic Word. And when you study Daniel, Ezekiel, Micah, when you study all of these books, the book of Joel, every one of these books are talking about this gathering of nations that will come to eliminate the Jewish nation of Israel. True analysis of what's happening in the Middle East would give indication that indeed the stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. But remember the next event on God's calendar of activities, the next very important prophecy to be fulfilled, the rapture of the church. That could happen at any moment. Having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...